Welcome to another worldwide Goncast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 49, with just three chapters to go until we conclude the Book of Sirach. Today we'll be in chapter 49 with verses 1 through 3. The name Josiah is like blended incense, made lasting by a skilled perfumer. Precious is his memory, like honey to the taste, like music at a banquet. For he grieved over betrayals and destroyed the abominable idols. He kept his heart fixed on God, and in times of lawlessness practiced virtue. The prophet Josiah, the 16th king of Judah, ascended to the throne at a remarkably young age of 8, following the assassination of his father, King Amon. Despite the tumultuous environment and the pervasive idolatry that plagued the kingdom, Josiah's heart was uniquely attuned to the ways of God. He committed to the Lord became evident in the 8th year of his reign, when he was just 16, as he began to seek the God of his ancestor David earnestly. This early dedication set the foundation for a reign characterized by a profound religious reform and unwavering adherence to divine principles. Josiah's reign is particularly notable for his vigorous campaign to purge Judah of idolatry. At a time when the nation was steered and steeped in lawlessness and moral decay, Josiah initiated extensive reforms to restore the worship of Yahweh. He ordered the destruction of high places, sacred groves, and the idols that had infiltrated Judah's religious life. With a zeal for righteousness, he dismantled the altars of Baal, eliminating the pagan priests and burning their images. His actions demonstrated a profound commitment to eradicating the corrupt influences that had led the people astray and to reestablishing a covenantal relationship with God. One of the most significant milestones of Josiah's reign was the discovery of the Book of the Law in the Temple of Jerusalem during its renovation. Upon hearing the words of the law, Josiah was deeply moved and recognized the gravity of Judah's disobedience to God's commandments. In an act of humility and repentance, he tore his clothes and sought guidance with the prophetess Huldah. This pivotal moment spurred Josiah to renew the covenant between God and the people of Judah. He convened a national assembly where the law was read aloud, and the people pledged themselves anew to the observance of God's statutes. Josiah's responsiveness to God's word exemplified his steadfast heart and his resolve to lead his people back to righteousness. Throughout his life, Josiah maintained a steadfast focus on God, even in the face of potential opposition and the prevailing culture of denouncing God and his laws. His dedication to virtue and truth, especially during a period marked by widespread corruption and idolatry, stands as a testament to his exceptional character and leadership. Josiah's reign, though ultimately cut short by his untimely death in battle, left a lasting legacy of spiritual revival and reform. His life story serves as a powerful reminder of the impact that a committed and righteous leader can have, even in times of trouble and lawlessness. By others, you can stay focused on God and His truth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts it. My poem comes from a study of Sirach 48. It's verses 1 through 3. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, The Prophet Josiah. In days of old, when shadows loomed, a prophet rose, his heart illumined. Josiah, king of Judah's land, his steadfast faith he made his stand. Amidst the lawless, darkened days, he walked in virtue's shining rays. With heart to God forever true, he sought to cleanse and to renew. The idols fell beneath his hand. He brought back hope to Judah's land. The sacred scrolls he did restore and led his people to adore. Though trials came and tempests blew, Josiah's faith remained like dew, a beacon bright in times of strife. He lived for God and gave his life. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's May 25th, 2024. We're recording this morning at 6:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's by my side this morning, have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're over in Orlando today, attending a Knights of Columbus convention, recording in the hotel room this morning. Bright and early, as you can hear from our words of time at 6:09, closing here in just a few moments at 7:44 in the name of Jesus. Got to see Johnny yesterday in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.